भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य Which verse is on the board? Give me the chapter. Chapter 19, 76 is there. 88. Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 19. The killing of the demon Hiranyaksha, text 15. Vrikne shwasa Vrikne shashule bohudharina hare Vrikne shashule bohudharina hare प्रत्यत्त विस्तीर्ण मुर विभूतिमा प्रत्यत्त विस्तीर्ण मुर विभूतिमा प्रवृद्ध रोष कठोर मुष्टिना प्रवृद्ध रोष कठोर मुष्टिना नदन प्रहृतांतरधिरायतया सुर नदन प्रभृत्यांतरधिरायता सुर Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The demon was enraged when his trident was cut to pieces by the discuss of the personality of Godhead. He therefore advanced towards the Lord and roaring aloud struck his hard fist against the Lord's broad chest which bore the mark of Sri Vatsa. Then he went out of sight. Please repeat after me. The demon was enraged when his trident was cut to pieces by the discuss of the personality of Godhead. He therefore advanced towards the Lord and roaring aloud struck his hard fist against the Lord's broad chest. Which bore the mark of Sri Vatsya. Then he went out of sight. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Vatsa is a curl of white hair on the chest of the Lord, which is a special sign of his being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vaikuntha Loka or in Golok Vrindavan, the inhabitants are exactly of the same form as the personality of Godhead. But by the Sri Vatsa mark on the chest of the Lord, he is distinguished from all others. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tvam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे विघ्नेशशूले बहुधारिणा हरे प्रत्यत्य विस्तीर्ण मुरो विभूतिमत् प्रवृद्ध रोष कठोर मुष्टिना नदन प्रहितांतरधियाता सुरः. The demon was enraged when his trident was cut to pieces by the discus of the personality of Godhead. He therefore advanced towards the Lord and roaring aloud struck his hard fist against the Lord's broad chest, which bore the mark of Sri Vatsa. Then he went out of sight. So this chapter is describing the killing of demon Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha was actually an associate of the Lord. He was the gatekeeper of Vaikuntha. His identity in Vaikuntha was Vijay. And there was another gatekeeper, his name was Joy. Joy and Vijay were two gatekeepers in Vaikuntha. And they wanted to give the pleasure to the Lord by allowing him to experience the mellow of chivalry. Mellow of chivalry is experienced out of fighting. But in Vaikuntha no one can fight with the Lord, because in Vaikuntha everyone knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everyone is subordinate to him, everyone serves him with love and devotion as a servant. So servant cannot fight with the master. So in Vaikuntha the Lord could not experience this particular mellow called the mellow of chivalry. There are 12 mellows or rasas. Out of them 5 are principal and 7 are secondary. The 5 principal mellows are neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental and conjugal. And there are 7 secondary mellows, and those secondary mellows are the mellows of humor or laughter, surprise or wonder, and hasho adbhut, rodra or anger, bibhatsa or ghastly, bhayanath is fear or frightening, korun or pathos, and vira or chivalry. So these are the 7 mellows. These are secondary mellows. These five principal mellows are constant, sthayi, sthayi bhav. Everyone has one of these five or other relationship with the Lord. Everyone is related to the Lord in one of these five principal mellows. Somebody may be related to the Lord in neutrality, somebody in servitorship, somebody in friendship, someone in parental, and others are in conjugal. Every living entity is related to the Lord in some relationship, in one of these five relationships. But the seven secondary mellows are known as sanchari bhava. Sanchari means transient. They change. Like somebody may be angry, somebody may experience anger or become angry, but that anger doesn't last forever. The anger may change into vira. Anger will change into fight. One will get angry and then he'll fight with them. And after fight, when he defeats him, then he may feel compassion towards him. And so in this way, these mellows are changing or transient. So there are seven transient or sanchari mellows. But in Vaikuntha, the Lord cannot experience this particular mellow. A vira ras, which involves fighting. Because in Vaikuntha, no one fights with the Lord. No one can fight with the Lord. Everyone feels that He is the Lord. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Jaya and Bijay felt that the Lord doesn't experience the mellow of chivalry in Vaikuntha. It would be so nice if we could give the Lord that pleasure of fighting. And when they desired the Lord, who is the super soul of every living entity, He became aware of their desire and He decided to fulfill their desire. And the arrangement was made. The four Kumaras, the first four sons of Brahma, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan and Sanat Kumar, they just arrived in Vaikuntha. These four sons of Brahma, although they are the oldest personalities in the universe, one of the oldest personalities of the universe, they look like just like 5-year-old boys, children. Now in India sometimes the children, even when they are 5 years old, they roam around naked because they are children. So these four children of Brahma, four Kumaras, they move around naked. Of course, the reason why they move around naked is because they do not have any external consciousness. They are just in a state of abhudhuta. One who is devoid of any external consciousness due to his total absorption in spiritual consciousness. And because they are so pure, they look like just like children. Because of their purity of the heart, purity of the consciousness, they look just like children. They are so innocent. They look like innocent children. So when they arrived like that at the gate of Vaikuntha, these gatekeepers stopped them, thinking that these are children, they are just going to create disturbance to the Lord. So they stopped them from entering into the palace of the Lord. And these four Kumaras became very upset and they cursed them that you are you are so rude and your mentality is so crooked and you are affected by the dualities. Therefore, you are not qualified to stay in Vaikuntha Loka. And they curse that you fall down into the material nature. Although they were cursed in this way, but we have to understand that this was the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to fulfill their desire. And as soon as they were cursed in that way, immediately the Lord came out. And he begged forgiveness on behalf of his servants from these four Kumaras. Because a master considers himself responsible for the actions of his subordinates. Because he is their master, when they do something wrong, the master holds himself responsible. So we can see Krishna's behavior is perfect. Narayan's behavior is perfect. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when his servants do something wrong, he holds himself responsibility and begs forgiveness. So he begged forgiveness, and another option was given at that time to Joy and Vijay. Another pre-arrangement to fulfill their desire. The Lord offered that option. Do you want to go to the earth planet for seven, go down to the material nature and remain as my devotee for seven lifetimes, or you want to be my enemy and be there for three lifetimes and then you come back? So they decided to be the enemy of the Lord and quickly finish their business and come back to the Lord. And as a result of that, in Satyayuga, Joy and Vijay appeared as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Then in Treta Yuga as Ravan and Kumbhakarna, and in Dwapar Yuga as Shishupal and Dantavakra. They became the enemies of the Lord. They fought with the Lord, and finally they came back to the Lord. Now, how did they come back? That hasn't been elaborately described. Actually, the three of the pastimes in three yugas of the Lord is made public. And his pastimes in Kali Yuga is hidden. Therefore, the fourth pastime, the fourth birth, was not announced. And in the fourth one, they did not remain the enemy of the Lord. Rather, they became the devotees of the Lord. So, who are those personalities? Right, Jagai and Madhai. Now, Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyakasipu, these two brothers were the sons of Kashyapa Muni and one of his wives, Diti. Kashyapa Muni was married to the daughters of Daksha. They were few of them, like one was Aditi. From Aditi, the demigods were born, the Adityas. From Diti, these two sons were born, who are known as, because they are sons of Diti, they became known as Daityas. In Sanskrit, the children are often identified by the identity of the father or mother. So here, because they are born as the children of Diti, they became known as Daityas. So these are the two original Daityas Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And they became enemies of the Lord from their very beginning of their life. They started to consider themselves to be the Lord. Actually, when does one become an enemy to the Lord? When one considers that He is the greatest and there is no one superior to Him, then automatically when he gets to know that there is someone superior, he challenges his authority. So Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha started to consider that they were the greatest, because they became the most powerful personalities. After all, they are not ordinary personalities, they are residents of Vaikuntha. They came to the material nature. So they are actually superior to anyone in this material nature. Practically everyone in this material nature. So the demigods, who are the controllers of different affairs of the material nature, they were defeated by them. They defeated everybody. All the living entities were defeated by these two brothers. Especially Hiranyaksha, who was so powerful that he would go with his mess, challenge different people for a fight, to give him a fight, and then he would defeat them and kill them. And in this way he would establish his authority. Either kill them, or if they accepted his subordination, then he would spare them. So Hiranyaksha went all over the universe, defeated all the demigods, took over the charge of harassed them, drove them out of their kingdom, and finally he came to the lower planetary system, the water region, and there he entered into the palace of Varuna, the god of water, the controller of water. His palace is known as Bibhavari. And there he challenged Varuna for a fight. Varuna knew that he was no match for Hiranyaksha. So he said, "Look, I am not a proper match for you. You don't really enjoy fighting with me. I'm an old man. A young man, powerful man, he doesn't enjoy fighting with an old man. So you rather fight with someone who is equal to you, at least in strength." Then he says, "Who is equal to me?" He says, "There is one personality who is equal to you, or maybe he is greater than you." And he wrote, "No one is greater than me. I am the greatest. If anyone is equal to me, that is my brother. But besides that, no one is equal. So where is this personality you are talking about? Let me see how powerful he is." And he says, "Hari, it's difficult to find him, but if one searches enough, searches for him sincerely enough, then he appears from time to time to him." So in this way, he gave him the indication of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Hiranyaksha said, "Okay, then I'll go and find him." And at that time, he saw this transcendental boar. He was lifting the earth planet from the nether region, from the lower region. In the meantime, what happened? Hiranyaksha, who was so fond of gold that he took away all the gold from the earth, and as a result of that, the earth fell, lost its balance, and fell into the Garbha ocean. Here we can see the gold is actually meant for maintaining the balance of the earth planet so that it can remain floating in the orbit. So when the earth planet fell like that, the Lord, assuming the form of a boar, he lifted the earth planet. And when he was lifting the earth planet, Hiranyaksha saw him. And he became very angry. Who comes to my territory and without my permission takes things away from me? This earth is my property. So who are you that you are lifting it? Why you are stealing my property? And in this way he challenged him for a fight. So the Lord placed the earth again onto the orbit. By the touch of the Lord, the earth again regained her ability to float on the space. And then the Lord started to fight with Hiranyaksha. As it has been described, Hiranyaksha attacked him with his mess, and the Lord called his Sudarshan Chakra and cut the mess to pieces. And when his mess was cut in this way, Hiranyaksha became very angry and roaring loudly. He struck the Lord on the chest with his bare fist. So in this way the fight went on for a considerable length of time. So here we can see Hiranyaksha is fulfilling the desire of the Lord. Vijay is fulfilling the desire of the Lord to experience the mellow of chivalry. He couldn't do that in Vaikuntha. Therefore he had to come down to the earth planet and become the Lord's enemy. And becoming a demon, becoming an enemy of the Lord, he fought with the Lord. And ultimately he was killed by the Lord. And when he was killed by the Lord, he was delivered. Now, we can see in this way, the Lord's pastime has a very special feature. Like, although there are demons, often these demons are actually the associates of the Lord. An example has been given in this respect. Lord's pastimes are like a play on the stage, a drama. Like in a drama, on a play, different individuals, different actors and actresses play their roles. And in a drama, there is a protagonist and antagonist, hero and his enemy. So in this drama of the Lord is the enemy, and the Lord is the hero, and his enemies are there. But those roles are often played by his associates, by his friends. And in this way, we have to understand the pastimes of the Lord. And we are seeing also, Joy and Vijay are the associates of the Lord, but they have become enemies of the Lord here, and fighting with the Lord. Now again, this is also another principle of drama. And those of you who know about drama, you know that a good drama must have conflict. The bigger the conflict, better the drama. So, a good director makes it a point that the conflict is very, very intense. Because then only it will become a good drama. So, in these pastimes of the Lord, there has to be conflict. Now, who will be the antagonist? The antagonists are the demons. But like in a drama, on the stage, someone is acting like the enemy. But after the play is over, then what do? We see the actor, the enemy, and the hero. They're sitting together and with their arms around each other's shoulder, they're talking very intimately. So similarly, that's what happens in Lord's pastimes. And so, here also another point has been made that Hiranyaksha struck the Lord with his bare fist when his mace was cut to pieces. He struck with his bare feet at the chest of the Lord. On the right hand side of the chest of the Lord, there is a Shrivatsa mark. The Shrivatsa mark is actually the identification of Lakshmi Devi's presence on the chest of the Lord. And that is how one can identify the Lord in Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, all the associates of the Lord have the similar feature as the Lord, which is known as Sarupya. Sarupya, Mukti, a spiritual situation with the form similar to the Lord's form in Vaikuntha. They look exactly like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. They also have four, not only they have four arms and blue complexion, bluish complexion, and they wear yellow garments. They also carry the four different articles in their four arms, and the lotus, disc, mace, and conch shell. Everyone there have these articles in their hands, just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They look exactly like Narayan. Only difference is that Narayan has a very special mark on his chest, which is known as Shri Vatsa. So anyway, briefly I'll explain how this mark appeared. Actually, Lakshmi Devi, when she heard about Rasa dance in Vrindavan, Krishna dancing, Narayan dancing with the gopis in Vrindavan in the Rasa dance, she wanted to also see the Rasa dance. Then Narayan said, look, in order to go to Vrindavan, in order to enter into Vrindavan, you have to then become subordinate to one of the residents of Vrindavan, one of the gopis of Vrindavan. Lakshmi Devi said, how can I become subordinate to anyone? I am Lakshmi. For me, it's not possible to become subordinate to anybody. I am your eternal consort. How can I become subordinate to anybody? Then Narayan said, okay, then forget about entering to Vrindavan. So Lakshmi Devi became very upset. So she started to perform austerities. And she performed very, very severe austerity. And as a result of her austerity, Krishna appeared to her and asked her, Lakshmi, what happened? Why are you performing such severe austerity? Then Lakshmi explained to him what actually happened. Then Krishna placed her on his chest, and that is how Lakshmi Devi entered into Vrindavan, into Rasa dance of Krishna. This is how she witnessed the Rasa dance of Krishna. And Shri Vatsya is the presence of Lakshmi Devi on the chest of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Yeah? This one? This one is in Brahma Vaivarta. These are Puranic. It is seen as a tuft of white hair. Huh? Why? Because why the residents have the four arms? Well, because they have the similar form as the Lord, and the Lord in Vaikuntha has four arms. And first he has two arms. Then he assumes the form as Narayan, which has four arms. The original form of the Lord has two arms. Original form of the Lord is like that of human being. Hare Krishna.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.